The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Brandon Tatum, the left ain't seen nothing yet.
Welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. You're listening to your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media on all my platforms, the Austin Tatum, on every platform you can think about. I'm there. I'm present. I'm running my mouth. My special guest coming up is John Lott. He's the founder and president of the Criminal Prevention Research Center. The guy is a complete expert. You will find out in a minute why I call him an expert. He's a prolific writer. He's written books about the subject matter. He's taught at Yale University, University of Chicago, Pennsylvania, Stanford, everywhere. This is the man when it comes to this topic. John, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show. There's so much for us to talk about. I'm so frustrated with what's going on, but I need an expert to give us insight, because as a lay person or a person who may not be an expert, I'm just a common sense citizen, I feel like the proposal for new laws, as if it's going to stop some of these incidents, is absolutely absurd. John, what is your take on that?
Right. Well, you know, it's great to be on your show. I haven't been on before, and I appreciate you having me on. You got some big shoes to fill there with Larry. I've knew Larry for literally decades, but I appreciate you having me on. Look, the one thing I agree with Biden from his talk last night was that we need to do something. But as you say, I think that the types of proposals he's putting forward, the only people that are going to be disarmed are basically going to be law-abiding citizens. So you have this background check on private transfers of guns. I'd like somebody to point out one single mass public shooting this century that would have been stopped if such a law had been in effect nationally and had been perfectly enforced, because I can't find a single case where that would have happened. You know, he pushes this assault weapons ban. You know, right after the Buffalo shooting, he went there and said, if we'd only had an assault weapons ban, the federal assault weapons ban could stop attacks like that. Well, guess what? New York State has a stricter assault weapons ban than what the federal law was. And the person, the murderer in that case, had bought a gun that was compliant with New York State law. He had gotten some machine tools and stuff to go and work on it. But, you know, to me, the most obvious thing is one thing that the media refuses to talk about. The attack yesterday at the school was yet another attack where guns were banned, where teachers and staff, for example, were forbidden from having guns. 30% of the schools in Texas allow teachers and staff, actually have teachers and staff carry. 20 states do. And we can talk about the experience there. But, you know, just on the Buffalo shooting, if anybody reads the murderer's manifesto there, one thing that he makes very clear is how he picked the particular target that he did. He worried about running into civilians that had permanently concealed handguns. He said his ideal target would be one where either there were no civilians that had permanently concealed handguns, or at least the risk of running into somebody like that would be very low. And so New York, which makes it extremely difficult for people to get permanently concealed handguns, was an obvious choice. And beyond that, he wanted to pick an urban area because they're even more restrictive in those areas. And a permit in New York costs like $200 on up. And so he went to a poor neighborhood where he figured, even lower probability that anybody's going to be there.
John, I want to jump in real quick because I want to two things that I want to say in addition to this, because I hate when Joe Biden says assault weapons. There's no such thing as an assault weapon or assault rifle. There is no such thing. Every weapon is an assault weapon. You know, if you're going to assault somebody with it, it's an assault weapon. He's a complete idiot. AR-15 has nothing to do with an assault rifle. And then I also, do you think, John, that why don't people see this? I mean, we all get it. Why don't people see that all of these shootings are occurring in these soft areas where there's gun-free zones? People are not armed. They're sitting ducks. Why don't people see that that's a bigger problem than what they're talking about?
Right. No, I mean, you're exactly right. It's why I'm frustrated. Look, 94% of the successful mass public shootings since 1950 have occurred in places exactly as you're describing, where civilians are banned from having guns. What people need to understand is that these gun-free zones actually serve to attract these attackers, because their goal is to try to kill as many people as possible or wound them, because they know the more people they harm, the more media attention that they're going to be able to get. And so, you know, they go to a place where their victims aren't able to defend themselves. A lot of the gun control people are saying, well, you know, in the Buffalo case, there was one armed uniformed guard there. What people have to understand is that police or an armed guard have an incredibly difficult job in stopping one of these mass public shootings. If you have one officer or one guard person there who's in uniform, it's like they're wearing a neon sign that says, shoot me first. If these attackers believe that the only person that's going to have a gun at a particular target, it's going to be the person in uniform, who do you think they go after first? They have a huge tactical advantage over that guard or officer who's going to be there. I mean, thank God for those individuals being willing to take those risks. But, you know, it's just very difficult to be on your toes day after day, week after week, month after month. And you don't have eyes in the back of your head when you're having to go and guard a place all by yourself. In the Buffalo case, this murderer had actually cased the place before he did his attack. And, one thing just to make clear is that if you actually had people with permanent concealed handguns, that would actually make the job of the officer or guard safer. Because if the attacker were to go after the officer or the guard, he reveals his position. And then he has to worry that somebody behind him or to the side, somebody who he doesn't know in advance might have a concealed handgun permit, is going to be able to stop him.
Go ahead, John. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
The thing is, if you look at the data on the school, so we looked at all guns fired at schools from 2000 through now. And as we said earlier, 20 states have teachers or staff that carry. So you're talking about many thousands of schools. Over all those 20-some years, there has never been an attack at a school where the teachers and staff are armed.
John, I think that's I don't want to cut your point off. We're going into a break. John, I want you to come back for our next segment. You made an incredible point. I hope that people are listening. John had simply said the places where teachers are armed, the shooters are not showing up. Why? Because they don't want to take a bullet to the head. They want to hit soft targets. We all know that. Stevie Wonder can see that. I don't know why people are still having this argument. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. I'll catch you after the break with John Lott. Ladies and gentlemen, yours truly and MyPillow are offering a buy one, get one extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Now's the time to join millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows. Just go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code Tatum or call 800-976-8379 Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select items. You will also receive Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 1-800-858-0263 or go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code Tatum.
The Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
What are we doing? Because we're, why are we always at square one with this? And I swear to God, if I see another Republican senator talk about their heart being broken, I'm going to go punch somebody.
And kind of thoughts.
The craziest woman on planet Earth, Whoopi Cushion Goldberg. You can't make this stuff up. These people are completely out of control. Welcome back to the show. Joining me again in this in the second segment or the third segment now is John Lott, founder and president of Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. You can find him. He is an expert. He's written nine books, 100 articles in peer-reviewed academic journals. One of the books, and I think this is the greatest title ever, is More Guns, Less Crime. Welcome back to the show, John Locke. I got so much to talk to you about. I know we got into a little bit in the segment before this one, but one of the things that I want you to talk about and with your research and academic journals that you've written on this topic, the book that you've written on this topic, the concept of more guns. Somebody got upset with me on Twitter the other day and they said, "So your argument is you want more guns and that's going to solve the problem?" And I said, "Of course I do." And we were talking about this before the break, but I want you to continue, John, and tell us why more guns make more sense.
Well, look, just as you can deter criminals with higher arrest rates or higher conviction rates or longer prison sentences, the fact that a victim might be able to defend themselves also makes it riskier for criminals to go and commit crimes. And if my research convinces me of anything, there's two groups of people who tend to benefit the most from having guns, and they tend to be some of the most vulnerable people in our society. They're the people who are most likely victims of violent crime, and that overwhelmingly tends to be poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas. Look, if anybody's read my academic research, they know that I think that the police are the single most important factor for reducing crime, but the police themselves understand that they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's committed, and that raises the question about what people should do when they're having to confront a criminal by themselves. And simply telling them to behave passively isn't very good advice. They're much more likely to be injured. So the people who are most likely victims of violent crime benefit the most from having the option to protect themselves, and also people who are relatively weaker physically, particularly women and the elderly. You know, you're almost always talking about a male criminal, a young male criminal committing the crime. And when a man is attacking a woman or an elderly person, there's a lot larger strength differential that exists there between one man attacking another man. And so the presence of a gun represents a much bigger relative change in their ability to go and protect themselves. So, the bizarre thing is that the types of rules that Democrats often push make it so that those are the very people who are prevented from being able to go and protect themselves. You look at the costs that they do for these different laws that are there, these background checks on private transfers. Well, they're going to be voting on it or already have voted on it in the House in D.C. It costs $125 to privately transfer a gun. That may not stop you or I from getting it, but it's effectively a $125 tax that may make it so that the very type of poor people who are most likely crime victims could be priced out of it. And I'll just give you an example of how these rules are set up just to purposely, there's like no other explanation than they're purposely done to do it. Let's say you and I lived in Washington, D.C., and I'm going to go and give you four guns. You think, well, John's just giving one other person four guns. It's just one person on both sides. So it'd just be one background check because the same person is getting all four guns. But no, they require a separate background check to be done on each gun. So rather than $125, it's $500 to go and do it. In California and other states that have similar laws have similar rules where they require a separate background check on each gun. I mean, what sense does that make? It's the same person that's getting all the guns that are there. But it's just one out of – it's just a simple example of how they go out of their way to make it as costly as possible for people to get guns for self-defense.
Yeah, John, I think you hit the nail on the head. It's about money. They want to put these laws in place. They want to put a price tag on it. And it's sad that that's what they're doing. You're not going to price out the market. You're not going to price people out. That's not the way you do it. It's a constitutional right to keep and bear arms. Effectively, what they're doing is they're being racist, you know, in their own terms. They're being racist against poor black people. This is the whole premise. This is why black people have guns now, because of slavery and everything else. Anyway, thanks, John. Thank you for joining. I got to run. I'm going to bring you back in the next segment because I want you to finish your thought. I'll bring you back, John. Y'all hold the phone. I'm talking to John Lott. We're going to finish this conversation. Call in if you may. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. Catch me after the break.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
That's right. Y'all listen to the Officer Tatum Show. I don't care what people feel, because I'm not here for your feelings. I'm going to tell you the truth, and the truth shall set you free. I'm here with John Lott, founder and president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, crimeresearch.org. You can catch him on his website, a prolific author. He's written 9 books, 100 articles in peer-reviewed academic journals. I mean, this guy's an expert. John, I want you to finish your thoughts, because I had to go to a hard break. What were we going to say just before we went into the break?
Sure. Well, you know, there are 7 states that are so-called may-issue states. California and New York are 2 of them. In fact, the Supreme Court right now is deciding. Basically, these are different from the other 43 states because in those 7 states, you have to provide a good reason to some public official before they will let you be able to go and have a gun to protect yourself outside your home. And so anyway, a few years ago, I got a hold of the list of all the concealed carry permit holders in Los Angeles County. There's a little bit over 300 out of an adult population of about 8 million. And the amazing thing was, you know, here's a very liberal, Democratic-controlled area. Democrats are deciding who has a good reason to get permits. You would think they would like women. You would think that they would protect minorities, at least from their rhetoric. But if you look at the permits that they give out, only 7% of the permit holders were women. Nationwide, almost 30% of permit holders are women in the states where they don't have to go and get permission. In Los Angeles County, only 5% of permit holders were black, which is less than half of their share of the population there. Nationwide, it's about 12% of permit holders are black, which is pretty close to their share of the population. And Los Angeles County, only 6% of the permit holders are Hispanic, you know, and they make up like 54% of the population in Los Angeles County. So they claim that they – is it just that women aren't stalked in Los Angeles? They don't face crime? That blacks in Los Angeles aren't threatened with crime as they are in other parts of the country? You know, of course not. It's just that the reasons that women or blacks or Hispanics give for why they should be able to have a gun to protect themselves and their families just aren't considered to be good reasons in Los Angeles. And in the other 43 states where they don't have to give what's considered a good reason to some public official, and it's their choice, they decide to go and get concealed handgun permits because they, you know, if you have a permit, you have certain rules, but they're objective rules, and they apply to everybody. You pay your fee, you crap pass a criminal background check, you know, then it's basically up to you whether or not to get the permit. And so, you know,
so John, did you say there was 300 people in the state of California?
In Los Angeles County, there are a little bit over 300. But still, there's 8 million adults in Los Angeles County.
That is out of control. Therefore, if there's only 300 people, since guns are they kill a lot of people or whatever they want to say, if there's only 300 people with gun permits, you would imagine that they would have the least amount of crime in L.A. County. But people are getting smoked every day in these inner cities. They're getting killed with handguns every single day, all day. It's probably somebody going to get killed tonight.
Well, I'm sure. Well, I mean, the permit holders themselves are extremely law-abiding. They lose their permits for any firearms-related violations at thousands of one percentage point. And, you know, it's the thing is, the people, when they have a choice, the people that they give permits to in Los Angeles County are basically wealthy whites and wealthy Asians. And you see something similar in New York City. I don't have the same breakdown there, but it's basically powerful people. Arthur Sulzberger, the publisher for the New York Times, or some well-known radio show hosts or labor union heads. Well, that's fine. I'm glad wealthy, powerful people are able to go and protect themselves. But they're not the most likely victims of violent crime. The most likely victims of violent crime live in places like Watts or Harlem. And yet they're not the ones who are considered to have good reasons to be able to go and protect themselves and their families when they're outside their homes.
That's an interesting concept, John, because it just baffles me every time I see that there's a lot of African-American people who are adverse to some of these the freedom to carry and bear arms. I don't understand, because when you look at the statistics that you had just mentioned, it appears that this is affecting black minorities disproportionately. So the more the laws are put into place and the more laws that exist, the more disproportionate that they are towards minorities. The very same people who swear by protecting the little people or the minority people or the poor communities are the ones that are restricting them from having gun permits and having a, you would say, legitimate training and information as to obtaining a gun, possessing a gun, and all of the safety things that come with getting a permit. They are discriminating against minorities.
Yeah. Right. No, exactly.
And John, I'd love that you came on, because we need experts to talk about these things. You know, I can talk about them from passion and my expertise as a former police officer and just the stuff that I've dealt with when I was growing up. And, you know, it is very, very troubling with the stats that you have given and the things that you have, you know, relayed to the people who are listening, that the government is completely feckless when it comes to making proper decisions on gun legislation. I personally believe that we should have less laws. We should have more gun ownership, because it is proven as a fact that most people who possess firearms are doing the right thing with it, and they're law-abiding citizens. There's a small group of the population that are out here killing people.
No, I mean, that's exactly right. I mean, you have a very small percentage of the population that just commits crimes over and over and over again. And, you know, the problem that you have with a lot of these laws is that it's primarily the most law-abiding good citizens who obey them. So if we kind of bring this back to the gun-free zone stuff that we were talking about at the beginning, and that is, you know, you say you're not allowed to take a gun into a certain area. Well, who obeys that? It's the most law-abiding citizens. In fact, it actually serves as a magnet for the bad guys, because the bad guys know that the victims there won't be able to go and fight back and defend themselves. So it's an attractive place for the criminals to go. But, you know, the other thing is, where do you think most criminals get their guns? A very large source of it are drug dealers. Drug dealers, it's not like a drug dealer can go to the police and say, you know, this other dealer stole my drugs, can you help me get them back? They have to set up their own little militaries in order to kind of protect that extremely valuable property that they have. And if they can make money selling drugs and they can make money selling guns to people, they're going to do that, because they have both of those around. You know, if I could click my fingers tomorrow and all guns to disappear from the United States and all illegal drugs, how long do you think it would be before illegal drugs started coming back into the country? If you're in El Paso, Texas, what, 20 minutes? And how long do you think it would be before they bring in the weapons to protect that very valuable property that they have?
100%. John, we got to come to a break. I want to thank you so much for coming on and joining us. Ladies and gentlemen, that's John Lott. He's an expert. Go and check him out. He's the founder and president of Crime Prevention Research Center. Catch me after the break.
That's 844-900-7243.
Welcome back to the Austin Tatum Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you about my experience with my MyPillow products. I just have to let you know. I sleep in that robe every single night. That robe is so comfortable. It is off the chain. The bed sheets, the pillows. My wife is in love with these pillows. And for my wife to be impressed with pillows, it has to be something extremely impressive. Mike Lindell and MyPillow are having a buy one, get one free extravaganza. You need to be involved in this. I don't know why you wouldn't want to support a patriot. Mike Lindell has been taking shots for the movement for a long time now. I mean, they have tried to cancel everything that he has done. For him or for us to support him would be something really special and great. And also, you're not just supporting him, you're getting some great products. Buy one, get one free on the MyPillow bed sheets is what I have, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, which is what we have, the towels, the Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillows. All you have to do is go to the Radio's Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code Tatum or call 1-800-858-0263, 1-800-858-0263, and you'll also get one of Mike Lindell's books. Support a patriot. Support good merch, good products. Ladies and gentlemen, I wouldn't lie to you. We wear that MyPillow stuff out. Call the number 800-858-0263 or go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Tatum. Bunch of callers calling in. What's the number here? 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. Can we just answer this question real quick? And I know I said it 100 times, so if you just join it, you're going to hear it again. Oh, you're going to hear it for the first time. Everybody else going to hear it again. Why is it so difficult to understand this concept of saying, I cannot monitor a million different people who may have a gun, but what I can do is protect a school where the kids are at? It's really that simple. I can't take away everybody's gun. It'll take me forever. But I can put a man with a gun at a school to protect the children. I can give the teachers the ability to own a firearm in case they get in a lockdown situation. They can at least protect the room that they're in. And if a killer come in there to try to hurt the kids that they love, we all know what's going to happen after that. Steve, Greensville, South Carolina, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Tatum, what's up, dude? Tatum, what's up, hey, brother man?
I appreciate it. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, man, going off what we said as far as talking about teachers and protecting children, I work in law enforcement in this state, and I know that there are so many hundreds of officers here that would provide services and give these teachers the opportunity to become familiar with firearms and give them the services that they needed, put them through classes, courses, how to manipulate a gun, transitioning through school, getting kids to safety. It's not, I think a lot of these liberals think that you're just going to throw a gun at a teacher and say, here, go protect them. There are so many cops here that would be willing to donate their time on their own money to be able to ensure that these teachers have the tools, resources, and education that they need on this in order to protect their kids.
Steve, thank you for the, Stephen, thank you for the call. 1,000%. I was a police officer. I know for a fact, I do it now. There's so many people who are retired police who are also retired military. I would hold a free class to show teachers and give them training on use of force scenarios and the best tactics they can use in case of an emergency situation. I would argue that probably 60% of teachers would run to that class to get training so they'd be able to protect themselves. No teacher want to be a sitting duck in these gun-free zone schools, and they can protect the children that they love. Andrea from Ohio, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Hi, we just discovered you recently, and we love you. God bless you, and God bless all of our law enforcement out there doing, serving and protecting. We appreciate it. I'm a concealed carrier. I, and my husband is too, just want to say something from the mountaintops that nobody's talking about. I think it's the violent video games. Once upon a time, those were used to train our military. That's appropriate. It was a controlled environment for a specific job. I get that. Then they release them to our children, and everybody knows repetition. I mean, our kids are being desensitized and made hungry
yes.
for violence.
Wake yes.
up, America.
Wake yes.
up.
Andrea, so, you are 100%. You are 100%. First of all, I love you, too, and thank you for joining and being a listener. But you are 1,000% correct, because when I watched the video, and I do not recommend anybody watch the video, especially if you're a sensitive person, to the shooting that went on in Buffalo, the kid streamed it. He made it in first person, just like Call of Duty and these other shooting video games. And he showed no mercy,
Just like the video game wouldn't show any mercy, when you are a loner and you sit at the house by yourself and you're in this bad place in your life and you begin to use video games and you begin to make that a reality and you see people as being dispensable, just like a video game person. And your value of life means nothing to you. If you die on the video game, you hit the reset button. That's not real life. These kids are being thrusted. And not all kids, right? Not all kids. But I think a lot of them, like Andrea said, from Ohio, that they are being contaminated by some of these games. And then feckless parents are not following up and making sure their kids aren't turning into terrorists. You know, that's another contributing factor. Tammy from Park, what is that? Lavernia Park, Texas. Welcome to the Off-Statum Show.
Yes, hi, sir. My name's Tammy. I'm in Lavernia, Texas. I was calling because I just wanted to mention, in our city, we're in Wilson County. We're right next to Sutherland Springs, and that's where we had all the shootings in the church a few years back. But in Wilson County, we just authorized our teachers next year to carry weapons. 80% of the teachers will be protecting our students and carrying weapons in our school. That's right. And, you know, they're taking it to where they're all educated. They've gone out. They've got the training that they need. And in Texas, we don't, as you know, we don't have to have a concealed carry. I have a concealed carry. I went out and got the training myself. I'm a nurse. And I want to protect my family. And I was part of the emergency response team at church. And I want to do the right thing. But, you know, we all have to start doing our part. And, you know, it's by being responsible gun carriers. And unfortunately in Texas, I mean, but we're living right on the border. We're all having to learn to start, you know, the government's not protecting us anymore. What are we going to do to protect our children?
Tammy, thank you so much for the
call.
Thank you so much for the call, Tammy. I'm running up against the break, but Tammy is 100%. Everybody that called in here have common sense, and these are the reasonable Americans. I feel so much patriotism when I listen to Tammy. We should be uniting. We should be coming together. We should be looking at each other saying, let's arm up and let's defend our country. We cannot wait on police officers. And I was a police officer. I love cops. We cannot wait. They cannot sit in front of every school at every point in time, especially if they don't order them to or they don't have a specific unit to do it. They can't sit in front of your house. The people of America, we have rights. We can carry and bear arms. We should be standing together and saying, let's protect our communities. Let's start with owning a gun. Let's be responsible. Let's get the training. That's what America is all about, ladies and gentlemen. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. I'll catch you after the break.
Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243. Public education has gone off the rails. Parents and teachers have had enough. Watch the groundbreaking new documentary, Whose Children Are They? Today on SalemNow.com. Go to SalemNow.com today. Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media if you like what you hear. The Officer Tatum on all social media platforms, TheOfficerTatum.com. You can go and find everything you want to find out about B. Tatum. There was something that I wanted to say. Oh, call in. There's a whole bunch of people already calling in, but I know a lot of people want to be a part of this discussion. 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. And before I get to the callers, I want to play this clip because I feel like that is absolutely invaluable to honor the heroes that showed up on this particular gruesome day in Texas to support and save the lives of these kids, or as many as they could. Rotofilm.
Responding officers going around the school, busting out the windows, getting kids out any way they could. You saw the video of children being rushed out of the school. They were trying to get them out any way they could. But at that point in time, what we're being told is responding officers, unfortunately, were having to hear the gunshots going off from inside the school because, again, that gunman had barricaded himself inside one single classroom, was shooting in there. Local police tried to get in. He shot at them. They were injured. And it wasn't until that elite Border Patrol BORTAC agent went in with another tactical team. They did what's called a stacking maneuver where they go in all together. They were shot as they were coming in. He was injured, but they were able to take that killer down and neutralize him.
And with all the tragedy, I find grace and I find God moving, and I blame this on God too, moving to protect other kids from losing their lives. Those men and women who were brave and bold enough in the face of gunfire to say, we're going to get these kids out. If it cost us our lives, we're going to get these kids out. And I'll tell you this, I was on a SWAT team, and we trained with BORTAC, and they are the baddest dudes on planet Earth, the BORTAC unit. And, you know, I just love the fact that they train so hard and they prepared themselves so that they can save lives. And these cowards on the left, we need to demilitarize police and all this. What do you think demilitarization of police would have done in this situation? They need shields. They need training. They need body armor. They need armored vehicles. God, I cannot stand these people. And shout out to the BORTAC unit for going in and taking out that thug, that deranged, evil person. And he's going to have his judgment on the other side. But I'm grateful that there's brave men still willing to strap it on and take care of business when necessary. Call in 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Steve from California, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Hi. I think we need to close the private sale loophole, because as of now, in most states and – you know, in most states, a convicted felon, a terrorist, or a legally insane person can buy a gun for cash with no background check.
And Steve, how do you think we're going to enforce that? Just a question to you.
Well, so here's the thing. Right now, in those situations, the seller in a lot of states is absolutely free. They have literally not broken the law. They are under no obligation to perform a background check. They don't have to report the sale of the gun to law enforcement or to anyone. It's a gaping loophole.
Steve, thank you so much for the call. I don't want to cut you off. I know you made a particular point. I don't think I necessarily agree with that. I think that more laws and restriction is not going to really help anything. You know, people selling a gun to another. Just imagine if outside of the loophole, if you got a stolen gun, you say you got a stolen gun and you give it to another criminal. It's a crime. It ain't still don't stop him from doing it. Even if you are a law-abiding citizen and you're normal and you sell a gun to another guy who was normal when you sold it to him, even if they were able to track the gun, if he was normal when you sold it to him and he cracked up one day, and now you're supposed to be held responsible for that? I mean, maybe that's not the completion of Steve's comment, but that's what I took from what he said, and I don't think that that's going to help. You know, a lot of people have a lot of things that they want to say. I don't think introducing more laws are going to be helpful and, you know, curbing or making some of these things different. I only got a few seconds left in this segment. So hold the phone. I'll get you guys after the break. But before we go to the break, I'm you know, excited to talk to you guys about this opportunity with PeerTalk. It is the solution to AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, and a wireless service that you don't have to compromise like you would on these other big platforms. With PeerTalk, you don't have to compromise with your coverage because you get 5G network coverage just like any other cell phone company, and you don't have to compromise with pricing. You can pick the price and the plan that works for you and your family, and you don't have to compromise on values. We really need to stop sending money and spending money with companies that push leftist agendas. Instead, we can support a company that's, you know, customer service is right here in the United States of America. The CEO served honorably, served this country,
And you can make the switch to PureTalk today and get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for only $30 a month. And from your cell phone, all you have to do is dial #250 and say Brandon Tatum, and then you'll save an additional 50% off the first month. You can literally switch to PureTalk services in less than 10 minutes. Dial #250 and say Brandon.
Officer Tatum Show, 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum, and I have to tell you about this these MyPillow products, man. Me and my wife enjoy the MyPillow sheets, the pillows, and if you can convince my wife to exchange them pillows that we've been having on our bed for so long to replace them with MyPillow, you know MyPillow is doing something right. I sleep in that robe every single night. I cannot live without the MyPillow robe. So Mike Lindell and MyPillow are having a buy one, get one extravaganza, so you have to take advantage of it. Join millions of Americans around the country that have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, you can get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, which is what we have, the Giza Elegance MyPillows, which is what we also have, the tiles, and also the Roll and Go Anywhere MyPillows. All you have to do is go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code Tatum or call 1-800-858-0263. You don't want to miss out on this opportunity. You'll also get one of Mike Lindell's books absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-858-0263 or go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com. Enter promo code Tatum. Ladies and gentlemen, we got so many people calling in. We're continuing the conversation about the shooting that occurred in Texas, where I think at this point there's been 21 people that have lost their lives. I think 19 of them were children. This raging lunatic decided that he wanted to kill people, not only the people at the school, but he also attempted to kill his grandmother. I don't know if she's passed away or she's still in critical condition at the hospital. And then also on top of that, we have the most idiotic geriatric president that we've ever had in the history of the United States of America say some of the dumbest things that I ever heard, the most divisive president that we ever heard of, get on stage and don't give a single solution, but talk about the Republican Party and make it about politics. The Democrats cannot wait to use the dead bodies of black people or children to push a political agenda. Why in the world are we trying to add more laws to the books? It was against the law for him to be on, for this young man to be on campus with a gun in the first place. It was against the law for him to shoot and kill people, to shoot at the police. All of that was against the law. It didn't stop him. Why? Because the laws is not going to stop anybody from doing things. What we do need is we need security at the schools. We need to give the teachers the opportunity to carry a gun so they can protect their students. And those things that we can do now, trying to take guns away from American citizens is going to take decades. And there's no way in the world you're going to confiscate all these rifles in the United States of America. We don't imagine how many stolen guns we'll never know exist, that we don't know exist. You think you're going to get those guns off the streets? You can forget about it. Craig from Florida, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Oh, hello. Is this Brandon?
Yes, sir.
Officer Tatum, how you doing? Thank you for taking
my call. I'm doing well.
I'm in the cesspool of Chicago. Anyways, listen, the answer, all these rotten, evil politicians, they know exactly the answer. They surround themselves with adult men and women, armed to the teeth. They're all carrying, okay? That's how they stay safe. That's how they keep themselves safe and their families safe. Armed guards. They know exactly what the answer is, and they won't do it for our school kids. They won't do it for our kids. You could train janitors and teachers and anybody else that was willing to protect those kids, and I'd be one of the first ones to do it. But they won't do it. They got blood on their hands.
Craig, thank you so much for the call. I agree with you 1,000%. I was on I had a guest on earlier in the show. We had him on in the first hour. John Lott, who's the founder and president of the Criminal Prevention Research Center, said it. All of the schools that have trained teachers with guns and law enforcement officers at the school, they don't experience this. In the last 20 years, they haven't found a school that had a shooting there that had those individuals in the school. It's very simple. They are going at soft targets. Why do you think the guy from Buffalo went into a grocery store in a minority community? Because he knew that they wouldn't have guns. Why are school shootings a problem? Because they're choosing a school because they know nobody have a gun at the school. It's really, really simple. Ryan from California, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, Officer Tatum. First, let me say God bless you and thank you so much for your service, first as a police officer, and then for right now, what you're doing on the radio. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I just wanted to bring it up. I'm sure somebody has. I really hope so. But, you know, why hasn't anybody mentioned, especially the Republicans, you know, the fact that ever since they started recording these incidents, not just in the schools, but, you know, mass shootings, period. And afterwards, you know, it's the usual cry, gun laws, common sense, everything. And a few are passed. It hasn't equaled a downturn in gun violence.
Well, I think you made a point. Overall, in our society, violence is down. Gun violence is down from the 90s. So, you know, but I don't think it has anything to do with laws, you know. But, you know, I agree with you on saying they are not showing results as to the things that they're pitching. You know, with New York City or New York State being one of the strictest states for gun control, Illinois, one of the strictest states for gun control. And they are the worst in gun violence. So their laws are not reaping the benefits that they claim to us that they're supposed to do.
Exactly. And in fact, they're using that as a point to highlight the fact that, see, we need more gun control because things aren't getting better. The laws that we're passing aren't enough. And I just hope that somebody kind of points out the fact that what these extremists are really pushing on everybody is they basically want prohibition on guns. But if you look at history and study that even just a little bit, you'll see that prohibition didn't do anything significant as far as diminishing alcohol use, and it made crime so much worse. It made everything worse in the country.
I agree with you. Thank you, Ryan, for the call. If you look at any of the stats, more people die, especially for rifles. Their claim to fame is that they want to take away the rifles, the big, bad, scary rifles. More people die from hands, feet, and fists than die at the hands of rifles. More people die, significantly more people die at the hands of sharp objects like knives and other things, way more so than rifles. So why are they targeting rifles? Ladies and gentlemen, I said this before, they have a strategy to take our guns away, and then they're going to go for the handguns, and then we're going to not have any guns. We're not going to be able to defend ourselves, and the government is going to do whatever they want to do to us, just like we saw in Australia. They're going to put you in internment camps, and you're going to be a slave to the state. Now, we know better, and that's why we are fighting against these things. It's not that we don't care about kids. We don't care about violence. Our kids go to schools as well. All we're saying is that you don't need to implement more laws that criminals are not going to follow. The only thing that's going to happen with these laws is that law-abiding citizens are going to it's going to apply to them, and they're going to be sitting ducks. I got a few more minutes. I'll get a few more callers in here. If you're waiting, hold the phone. I'll try to get you into the next segment. James from California, I have 1 minute. If you can get it in 1 minute.
Yeah, it's not gun control. It's criminal control. You lock up these criminals and you keep them locked up. You arrest the same guy 15, 16 times. Then he goes out and commits a very, very serious crime. He shouldn't have been out there in the street in the first place. And then you got this sorry-ass governor. He should be embarrassed when the sheriff of Los Angeles gets on TV and says, I cannot protect you, so don't come here. That's a very good slap in the face to the governor of this sorry-ass state.
James, I love your vigor and passion and zeal on the radio. I think he's 100% right, though. I can't say those words, but tell me where the lie's at. Call in to the show. We'll put the phone number in the break. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. Hold the phone.
Brandon Tatum, unafraid to tell it like it is.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at the Officer Tatum. TheOfficerTatum.com is my website. The gentleman back taking the calls, he's literally going to get a cramp in his bicep with so many people calling in. I would love to see that, and I'm going to laugh. So let me get some more callers in here. 844-900-7243. 844-900-7243. I don't even think we have enough space for all these callers. But anyway, I want to pose this question to everybody that's listening.
you know, I think it's quite funny that nobody's talking about what one of my callers is calling in to talk about, and I'm going to bring him on in a second, but nobody's talking about the fact that when young people are dying in the inner city every single doggone day, where's Steve Kerr crying on the podium? Where's the press conference? There's young people being murdered every single day in the inner cities of the United States of America, mostly black and brown kids, through gang violence, drive-by shootings, stray bullets, suicides, murders. And they don't get a press conference. They don't get condolences. There's no thoughts and prayers going out. Jeff from Florida, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show. What do you got, Jeff?
Well, you started it. Listen, I've been following this for probably 5 years with disgust. This slaughter, the Holocaust, if it's a proper word to use, is going on in Chicago. They killed 852 people with violent crime in the city of Chicago last year. 852. Now, of about 80% were black, about 19% were Hispanic, and 1% of everybody else. And I'm an old dude. I'm in my 70s. And 17 to 34-year-old, my children are older than that. They're children, and they're killing each other, and nobody cares because most of it's black-on-black crime, and nobody cares. Now, the other part that nobody talks about is over 4,500 people were shot, of which 852 died. The other 3,600 went to the hospitals, and hundreds of millions of dollars was spent to patch them up. That money could be spent on programs, education programs, giving these kids some hope. Start stop and search again. Get the guns off the street. Is it legal? No, it's not legal. Is it? But you can't arrest them, but you can stop them. Get the guns from them. Get the drugs from them. And then let them loose. Take their DNA. Take their fingerprints. Take their picture. Let them go to court and fight it. Don't arrest them. Let them go. But you at least know who they are. You've got the guns. And you just start getting the guns off the street. New York's crime went, you know, it became Disneyland in Times Square. And all this stuff happened. What did it stop and search? We know it works. We know it saves lives. And these poor children that got killed in Chicago, they killed that many in one weekend, easily, often more. And no, as you properly said, nobody cares. And that's pretty bad.
Jeff, thank you for the call. Jeff hit the nail on the head. For all the people that are waiting on the call, we have to continue to talk about this stuff. Kids are dying. I remember it was last year or the year before last. There was a guy on Twitter that I followed. I can't remember his account now, but he kept a toll of all the kids that had been murdered. It was like 4 months into the year, and there was like 120 kids being murdered in the United States of America. I think it was just in Chicago. 55 shootings in Chicago just this weekend. This weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, what are we even talking about? We got the president flying out to these places for political purposes. Now, he should have flown out to Texas, but he should fly out to Chicago. When are we going to set up something there? Because let me tell you this. This is why I don't understand how black people still vote for Democrats at this point. Democrats swear before God that they care about black and brown people. And when black and brown people are losing their lives on a daily basis, they say nothing. I remember when Sakaria Turner lost her life, my audience donated to her GoFundMe of like numbers of $300,000. And she didn't even make the front page of BLM. They talking about George Floyd. Give me a doggone break. That was a grown man getting high on methamphetamine and fentanyl, resisting arrest, ran into a stupid cop and got killed. He makes they worship him like he's Jesus Christ incarnate. And our young people are out here struggling. They're uneducated. They're getting murdered. They have no hope. And nobody cares. They don't care. Unless a white man do it. Or it's involved in a school shooting they can use for political gain. They couldn't give a doggone. You listen to the Officer Tatum Show. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
The Officer Tatum Show. 844-900-7243. That's 844-900-7243.
Get this message over to you now.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.